Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, the reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink into a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black or white shoes, black hair, Cadillac, yeah. The boys are time bomb.
The primary thing that staff was hoping to discuss today was the Tiger Point meetings. Obviously, the last two meetings we've had down there, there were some considerable logistic problems. We have a church that rents the facility on Sunday, so turning around on Monday, getting all the IT set up is problematic. So really just wanted to put it before the board and get your take on that.
So are you asking for it to be at 5:30 now instead of morning?
Is that so what? We wanted to remind you all about the technical difficulties we have at Tiger Point for our quarterly committee meeting that's down there, and see if you were interested in not holding them at Tiger Point or delaying the next Tiger Point meeting, whatever the will of the board is. But really not related to the 5:30.
All right. This is Jared Lowe. He's the IT director for Santa Rosa County, and James Calkins, county commissioner. And I wouldn't bring this up. I mean, honestly, I was listening to this conversation. I was so bored. I mean, it's not that it doesn't need to be done. It's just kind of like, why are we doing this? And then I got about 3 or 4 minutes into the subject, and you'll realize why I'm playing the clips, okay? So basically what's going on is that, you know, every several months they have a meeting down at Tiger Point instead of at the main commissioner's offices in Milton. And the idea there is to give people in the South End, which is like the other county. I mean, Santa Rosa is really two counties separated by, you know, water and or Eglin preserves. And so they want to have the meeting in the South End at Tiger Point because it's a way to give people in the South End better access, easier access to the meetings. That's the theory, okay? So Colton Wright's the chairman. And what they're saying is it's technically difficult because the stuff they have to operate the video system and the online, it's just not really built for there. And every time they have a meeting down there, there's a glitch. I can affirm to you that this is true and that trying to watch those meetings is a real pain. And sometimes there's bits missing and it's just, it's not good. Okay. It's definitely not good. And so I understand the idea of, you know, hey, can we maybe just not, you know, not do it that way. Colton, right?
And then we could certainly look at getting quotes and seeing what it would take to really enhance the Tiger Point Community Center for meetings in the future. But I haven't had constituents from the district that were really concerned about the meetings being held there versus anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, it's a nice idea. Does it really matter in practice? Devan Cook, the county administrator, who we'll talk to at 6:35.
We have looked at some of that equipment, and it's something that we're going to need some time to get prices and quotes on how we would get it up to speed so that it is more usable. It's very difficult to get anybody these days to come in and do these kind of upgrades.
So the point is there's hardware and perhaps programming issues. It's hard to find the right stuff. Nobody's willing to work on it anymore, and the cost is going to be a lot. So, you know, this is a challenge forcing us to try to work there when it's really not built for it and we don't have the right people or stuff to make it work. And he says, okay, if you make us do it, we'll do it, but just give us a few months, you know, to make it happen. And back to James Calkins, who says, oh, hell no.
I think we need to hold them down there. But I think we need to just fix the issue. It's my opinion. It shouldn't be hard. I think it's worked for years.
I mean, it's not that he's an expert in IT, but he's just sure it shouldn't be hard, right?
I think that we just, if we have to, you know, change the schedule that day and maybe, you know, go a couple hours later or maybe in the evening, whatever we can do to help with making it better. But to say cancel those meetings in the South End, I don't think that's a good idea.
So he just says it ought to be made to work, and I don't get what the problem is, and let's just do it. Ray Eddington, who is starting to talk more and more, he's the Navarre Commissioner, District 4.
I know it's on our South End, me and Mr. Wright. Last meeting, 6 people showed up. Meeting before that, we had a few more. And I know IT is coming in, what, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock, trying to set this stuff up.
Yeah, the extra hours, it's a big challenge for staff time-wise, and the system doesn't work right anyway. And he says, look, I'm willing to try one more down there, but if not, just, you know, make the meetings here. This isn't a big deal, and very few people actually show up to the meeting separately there anyway.
Historically, our turnouts at the Tiger Point Community Center have not been any greater than we have in this boardroom. And oftentimes it's the same folks that show up to virtually every meeting, and they're making the drive down to Gulf Breeze
from Milton
rather than just coming to this boardroom.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we always have issues. It's very technically challenging. The same people show up. It doesn't accomplish its purposes. So all of these things bundled together, why bother? Oh, but wait. There's Commissioner Calkins. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Looks like we have a vehicle fire. This is on Highway 98, Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is eastbound 98 at National Seashore where the Nature Trail is. Both lanes are stopped. So again, that's Highway 98 blocked eastbound in Nature Trail and National Seashore. Both lanes stopped due to a car fire. Also slow on 90 south of the Equestrian Center, again, as they still work on paving. That's down to one lane, too. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So you might be thinking to yourself, why are you talking about this, Andrew? It's such a small thing. You know, sometimes small things, you know, are interesting for their own right. That's not what I'm talking about. Just trust me. You know, stick with me. The story gets better. Here's how Commissioner Calkins, who wants to have the meetings in the South End, here's how he responded to all of that explanation in adult language about why it's not a great idea.
I want to say that this is a prime example why people despise and don't trust the government.
The what now?
This is a situation, again, when you can't do your job, you can't get it right, you shouldn't be in the job.
So now he's talking about getting rid of the IT staff because they can't do their job.
For us to cancel a meeting because somebody can't do their job and get it right, I don't think is right. I'm willing to let it go 1 month, let them get their act together so we have a working meeting in the South End like we've always had. But if it ain't working next time, I think people need to lose their jobs if it's not working.
Wow. Wow. Okay, but no, wait, there's more.
I ran on running like a business and making excuses for folks. And, you know, I mean, you're talking every quarter. This is like 4 months. We have a meeting down in the South.
Wait. What now?
I mean, you're talking every quarter. This is like 4 months.
How many months are in a quarter, Candy?
Three.
Does he think
a quarter? I get what he means.
Does he think a quarter is 4 months?
You never misspeak. I get it, but I'm on your side.
I don't know the answer.
I hear you.
I don't know the answer. Okay.
I mean, you're talking every quarter. This is like 4 months. We have a meeting down in the South End. Every 4 months. And if we can't get our technology working in 4 months, then I think we got some issues.
Okay, so Colton Wright again, Chairman, County Commission, District 5, Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point.
Thank you, Commissioner Calkins. I don't think we're going to be going after and trying to fire people right now.
Thank you.
If they're not doing their job, they need to be fired.
Sir, you weren't recognized.
Sir, you were not recognized.
I said good day!
So instead, Colton Wright.
For staff, we appreciate what you do, and we know the difficulties of the job, and we appreciate you.
Which is the right thing for the chairman to reassure the staff, who all of a sudden heard a county commissioner talking about firing them, and he says, just simmer down. There's four commissioners up here who aren't going to do anything dumb like that. They went on to other topics, and Chris Kerb, who's always there to talk about flooding issues, said, and this had to do with grant writing, but he was in the vicinity.
You have a potential of getting a lot more grants if you treat your staff better, Mr. Calkins. Your IT department having troubles. You should listen to them. I mean,
Listen to your staff. Don't just tell them they're bad at their jobs and threaten to fire them in public. Good Lord.
I give compliments when compliments are due. Like I complimented Mr. Ogletree.
He did.
I believe we have a great grants department, and I also believe our IT department does a good job. But when things are not going correctly, that's when I think they need to be corrected. And so I'm always gonna call out folks if they're not doing their job in order to improve them and in order to help get things done right.
Oh, so he's helping. This is gentle encouragement. This is managerial excellence in unsure. Ken, just wait. There's just a little bit more here.
And so sometimes you have to put your foot down to get things right. And the fact that we had to delay the South End meetings because they couldn't get it right with the IT, I thought was disappointing. But I believe they will get everything right at the next meeting. I have confidence in them to do that. But always know that when a mistake is made, I will call it out in order to correct it. And if it doesn't get fixed, then we need to change people in order to get it fixed.
So what I hear you saying, Commissioner Calkins, is if there's somebody, let's say, in a job that's persistently bad at that job and won't take correction and won't get better, no matter what people tell them about how bad they're doing their job, that's a person that you ought to get rid of. Is that? Must be nice to be guaranteed 4 years of the job. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. 404 gold. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
He chose poorly.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I love this. Somebody texted in and said, Andrew, you misheard Calkins. He wasn't saying that there are 4 months and a quarter. He was saying 4 times a year they have this, so there's 4 months in the year they can't get this right. I'm going to listen to it one more time just to see if he's got – I love a charitable interpretation if it can be had, so let me see if he's got it right.
I mean, you're talking every quarter. This is like 4 months we have a meeting down in the South End. Every 4 months.
Nope. Listen.
Every 4 months
was the last part of that. I heard it right. But I love you trying to be charitable. Genuinely, if there's any way to make sure that, you know, somebody who looked like they were wrong, to make it so that you understand them to have just kind of who actually got it right. I always appreciate that attempt. So thank you for trying. 625 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're watching a car fire. This is on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. National Seashore area. It's 98 eastbound. Both lanes are stopped. And also, again, slow on 90 south of the Equestrian Center as they still work on paving. That is down to one lane. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, be listening to the Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7 for a chance to win a pair of tickets. See Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater coming up August 27. Should be a great show. We gave away tickets yesterday. We'll have other tickets to give away throughout the week. If you are a business that has employees and therefore you manage benefit systems like for health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that stuff, Torgerson Causey is really good at this. Now, if you're super happy with everything that you're doing right now, great, keep doing what you're doing. No worries, okay? But if maybe you don't love doing it, or you don't love the way it's being done, or you just want to know whether there might be better options out there, call Torgerson Causey. It's no obligation to have them look at what you're doing. They did this for us about 6 years ago here at News Radio and Cat Country. We started using them, and they've been fantastic. From my perspective, the first thing I saw is they gave us options in our health insurance, which lets us customize which kind of coverage better fits our situation, which was great. We didn't have that before. And then over time, I mean, that was the good news to begin with. Over time, I discovered that if we have questions or things change and we want to know what's going on, very responsive, very detail-oriented, always give us the answer that we need. And that's the kind of thing like my wife loves to have, and we, particularly with insurance agents, because not everybody operates that way. So, man, they've been fantastic. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, that heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks, now moving up towards the middle of the country, likely to bring 100-degree temperatures now to the Midwest this week. Talks resuming today between UPS and the Teamsters in hopes of agreeing on a new contract. Their current contract expires at the end of July. The union ready to go on strike. Several large companies that utilize UPS have notified customers that there could be shipping delays after that. And if you're a Spotify premium subscriber, the cost of your subscription is going up. Spotify announcing yesterday that the cost of a premium individual subscription is now going to be $10.99 a month. That's going up $1. And premium duo subscriptions going up $2 to $14.99. The family one up to $17 a month.
Yeah, no, if you're a Spotify subscriber, all of a sudden life's getting just a little bit more expensive. But if it's a quarterly increase, don't worry. It's only every 4 months.
That's right. That'll help.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. Come on. No, everybody misspeaks, myself included. I don't think this was. David Wayne, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is kind of a odd little note, the kind of thing you just don't really expect to find in your news, but that's the stuff. I just love those things where you're like, oh, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that taking place. So in Honduras, I know you don't follow the Honduran news that closely. That's why I'm here for you.
You do if you cruise, but go on.
President Xiomara Castro, I don't think there's a relation, but I'm not going to assume, plans to build an island prison for 2,000 gang leaders on the, my Spanish is terrible, Islas de Cisne? Del Cisne Archipelago, that sits 155 miles off the coast of Honduras, part of a larger crackdown on gang-related activities, including the massacre of 46 women in one prison alone. The idea is, you know, put all your bad apples right there in one place. The only way to communicate with that island is by satellite. Escape would be difficult because it takes about a day to get there from the mainland by boat, 155 miles away. Island prisons were once pretty common across Latin America. Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico, Panama, Peru. I mean, you know, Alcatraz is an island. It's just, you know,
I know.
A full, like, day's ride away. But anyway, so they're thinking about doing this because they've had deadly riots, brutal conditions, and bold prison escapes captured, you know, filmmakers' attention. And the last island prison closed in Mexico in 2019. So I guess they're going to build this island prison. And the way I read the story is that the new warden is going to be Snake Plissken. Anybody?
He is not. I love that. A fictional character from Escape from...
One of my all-time favorite movies.
That's a great movie.
If you don't know 80s movies by John Carpenter, I apologize. But there's your Kurt Russell reference for the day. David Wayne is in the newsroom. David?
Well, Santa Rosa County looking at a resolution to oppose Limits in the Gulf of Mexico. More after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration is suing the state of Texas over new floating border barriers.
We will take this lawsuit all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on special report with Brett Baer. The lawsuit says the buoys in the Rio Grande River violate federal navigation law, threaten public safety, and impede federal law enforcement. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republican investigations into Biden family business deals are rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry.
When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true.
Speaker McCarthy with Fox's Sean Hannity. An Alabama woman who reported she was kidnapped after reporting a toddler walking by the side of the road admits she made the whole thing up. Carly Russell is expected to meet with investigators today. She could face criminal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, clear and 75 right now in Pensacola. Well, the Santa Rosa County Commissioners seem poised to vote against a plan that they say would limit boaters in the Gulf of Mexico, all this stemming from a petition that NOAA put out in April to protect Rice's whales.
I'm very concerned that that NOAA's efforts right now to put a basically a huge area of the Gulf of Mexico and say that you can have no nighttime boat travel is probably a little extreme.
The proposal would establish a year-round 10-knot vessel speed limit in waters between 104 and 400 meters deep from Pensacola to just south of Tampa. There'd also be an additional 10 kilometers around that area called a vessel slowdown zone, and that's where night transits would be banned. The commissioners will vote Thursday to pass a resolution opposing NOAA's proposal. A cantonment man accused of fleeing from Escambia County deputies at more than 100 miles an hour before wrecking his vehicle. 51-year-old Everett Lamont Norman Sr. is charged with felony fleeing and eluding, battery, criminal mischief, and a probation violation. Escambia County deputies say it all started with a traffic stop after a disturbance had been reported. Deputies say they attempted to stop Norman's vehicle. And he complied at first, but then took off at triple-digit speeds. Deputies called off the chase, but found the vehicle wrecked on W Street near Marcus Point Boulevard shortly after. Deputies say Norman tried to walk away from the crash, but was taken into custody. Florida's back-to-school sales tax holiday going on now through August 6th. You can save the sales tax on many exempt items, such as most school supplies, $50 or less, clothing, shoes, and accessories, $100 or less, and computers and accessories that are $1,500 or less, as well as learning aids and puzzles that are about $30 or less. There's a complete list of eligible items available online at the state website. The city of Pensacola now moving forward with a $4 million budget to design the new terminal at the Pensacola International Airport, but they are going to have to pay about half of the cost after only securing $2 million in state funding. Last week, the city council did unanimously approve a $4 million budget, and they selected EXP US Services to design that new terminal and oversee the construction and inspection. The project will add more passenger capacity to the airport's terminal, including 5 new gates for airlines. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the number of annual passengers has increased by 1 million travelers over the past decade. And the National Hurricane Center now monitoring a new disturbance in the Atlantic, a second disturbance. The good news is, though, that forecasters are giving the low-pressure system a near 0% chance of developing in the next 2 days and a 20% chance of formation in the next week. It's located south of Bermuda. The first disturbance is east of the Windward Islands. That one expected to produce some heavy rain and gusty winds in the Lesser Antilles, but formation chance through next week is low at 20%. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
All right, watching a couple of things. For one, there's a car on fire. This is eastbound 98 National Seashore / Nature Trail. Both lanes are stopped. That's what that is, and it's backed up for quite a ways. Slow on 90 south of the Equestrian Center as they work on paving. That is down to one lane. Certainly use caution wherever you are. I'm looking to see if there's anything else showing, and there's not. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you got a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sunny weather and weather that's typical for this time of the year will continue right on through the next several days. There's not much of a chance for even a pop-up shower or storm. Highs will be in the low 90s to upper 80s along the immediate coastal areas, with overnight lows in the 70s. Hope you have a wonderful day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 75 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. We are burning more natural gas than ever to stay cool this summer, but unlike the past two summers when sweltering weather sent gas surging, the continuing heat wave has hardly moved prices for the power generation fuel. Natural gas prices have stayed in a tight range. It's about 60% lower than a year ago, and prices exploded. Bill payers can thank the unusually warm weather this past winter for leaving a lot of gas unburned. Also, strong renewable electricity generation has taken pressure off gas-fired power plants in some of the hottest parts of the country, including California and Texas. The Pentagon is in the market for a very, very big cargo plane. The U.S. is looking to replace its C-17 Globemaster and C-5M aircraft, mammoth jets that are aging and out of production. The military is looking at a wide range of replacements, including planes that can carry big loads on long flights across the Pacific, as well as a combination of drones, gliders, and even space rockets. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices poor, tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, country music duo Wester takes the stage. Wester is comprised of Pensacola's own Pearl Clarkin and Rafe Wester, and they pack a fun, fresh, and explosive punch. It's Bands on the Beach with Wester this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We just got some word in about that fire associated with a dump truck on Highway 98. It looks like the truck load caught on fire, and in order to get it extinguished, they had to dump the load basically on the side. There's a picture of it up on our Facebook page, courtesy of Cat Country Listener, our partner station here at News Radio, and that information courtesy of Channel 3, our news partners at WEAR-ABC. Devan Cook is the county administrator for Santa Rosa County. He always joins us Tuesday after the Monday committee meeting. Devan, welcome to the welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Morning, Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. I wanted to start with something we spent a significant amount of time talking about just in the last half hour. The technical challenges involved in bringing the meeting down to Santa Rosa County in the south end at the Tiger Point Community Center. You know, I know it's easy, as Commissioner Calkins said, to just say, well, just fix it. I assume this has been a persistent problem. I also assume that this is maybe connected to recent changes in, for example, going to civil clerk and things like that. I assume that there's a sort of a constellation of problems combined with old equipment. But you tell me, do I roughly have the situation right?
You do. And the equipment is old. That building wasn't really designed for holding those kind of meetings, so we're trying to make do and have the meetings as orderly and as professionally as we can, but the equipment is old. You know, that building is used by lots of different organizations. Every Sunday it's used by a church, and so that means that we have to go in and get the equipment all set up very early in the morning, and we've had quite a few technical difficulties because, of course, we want the meeting to be streaming. It has to be recorded. So the equipment is the real issue, and so, what we're going to do is we're going to get a price to see what it would cost to upgrade that building to make it easier to set up and to broadcast. So once we get that price, we'll let the board decide if they want to continue with the meetings down there.
Okay, which makes sense to me. And I assume that's going to be a fairly expensive thing. And even you mentioned in the meeting yesterday, you know, just getting somebody to do the work is going to be its own challenge. The other side of this equation, more the reason I had been talking about this, is in the process of that conversation, Commissioner Calkins threatened to fire people in the IT department if they can't get this to work right. Now, of course, he doesn't have the authority to fire them. That would come to you as a question only. But it made me wonder, and Commissioner Wright was quick to reassure people, and you know, other folks were quick to say, you know, hey, y'all do good work. It reminded me of a couple of years ago when, you know, right before you came on as the administrator, when Dan Schebler was, you know, the administrator, and there was all of this drama around him and staff feeling berated and underappreciated. I assume since that meeting you've had a chance to talk to folks, and I'm just kind of curious where morale is at in the county. It's never easy to hear somebody from the podium say, you know, I think that we ought to be firing people in a department. But, I mean, how are people handling just kind of that from a morale perspective?
Well, those kind of comments certainly, you know, are detrimental to morale. I've reassured the staff that they are doing a good job because they are, and that there's not a danger of being fired unless they're not performing at the level we expect them to perform. So morale is considerably better, and from what I'm hearing from employees, than it was 2 years ago.
Great.
We've done a lot. We have employee meetings. We try to talk to the employees regularly and keep them informed of what's going on, some things that we Brad and I brought to the table that we feel like are important for staff. So morale is, as I understand it from the employees and from our directors, is better, and we want to just keep it that way, and we're working real hard to do so despite the things that may be said sometimes in a meeting.
Well, that's all. That's good news to hear, and certainly it's good to know that there's been kind of a overall cultural shift in that direction, because obviously if the staff's not happy, you're going to have big problems, both in performance and in retention. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Devan Cook. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by FDOT. You can find traffic info on hurricane season at FL511.com, and it is hurricane season. If you're prepared, make sure you keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. It's a message from FDOT. Here's another one. Highway 98 shut down. Eastbound at the National Seashore / Nature Trail in that area, both lanes stopped after a vehicle fire. Law enforcement is on scene. They're rerouting everyone. 98 eastbound is backed up to the hospital. It looks blocked in both directions. Westbound really backed up, too. Now, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, one of the things that I think is on the agenda for Thursday is you're so overflowing with demand that you're actually having to buy even more land for the industrial park on I-10. Is that right?
Yes, we've sold four parcels in that park. It's a very popular park for businesses that are looking to relocate in Santa Rosa County. So we have an agenda item to purchase an additional 13 acres adjacent to the property that has become available in recent months, and we been awarded a grant through Triumph Gulf Coast that would purchase that property and add to that park and give us additional space there.
That's great. I mean, that's great news. Now, this is the one off of 87 where, like, the north entrance has been paved and the south entrance is still a dirt road. At least the last time I was through there, that was the case. Am I thinking of the right one?
Yes, that is correct. And we are in the process now of getting that second entrance paved.
Oh, okay.
So we can be ready for Buffalo Rock and Lavelle and the Damons and Hershey's, which are all coming to that park.
Great. Do you have enough? I mean, I'm sure you all have thought about this already, but do you have already enough water and wastewater sewer treatment capacity for that park, including for the expansion? I remember there was talk about building a small processing plant that wouldn't have to depend like on Milton's new wastewater treatment plant, but where is that part of the infrastructure question at?
We are moving forward. We actually have a design for called a package plant, but it's a small wastewater treatment plant, and we anticipate opening that plant in early 2024. So we may need to use some resources that we have available through the city on a temporary basis, but our plan is going in.
Oh, okay.
It's moving forward, and again, we hope to have our plant operational in early 24.
Oh, okay. So that'll handle whatever comes thereafter, Buffalo Rock and the other stuff. So, okay. All right. That's good news. I didn't realize we were that far along on that. We got a big day happening on Friday, the Wallace Lake School ribbon cutting, which is not a you guys thing. That's a school district thing, I get. But also in the afternoon, we've got the groundbreaking for the Leonardo helicopter expansion, right, up at Whiting Field.
Yes, it's 10:30 on Friday morning, and we're very excited to get that project started. So that groundbreaking will be held at our aviation park on the backside of NAS Whiting Field.
No, I'm looking forward to that. And the Leonardo folks are going to be in town for that, right?
That's correct. They will be.
The other thing, and we've kind of been covering this in our news department quite a bit today, but the proposed Gulf rules on restricting boat access through the deep water portions of the Gulf where these particular whales are to 10 knots and to not during the, you know, nighttime and, you know, other restrictions as well. You guys are looking at a resolution standing in opposition. Would we be the first on this? Because this is going to affect Escambia, Okaloosa, Walton Bay, several different, I assume that other counties and even maybe cities are also taking up these resolutions. But do you know if anybody else has already been looking at this or not?
I know Okaloosa has. They've they've already got a resolution. I'm not sure they've formalized it or voted on it, but they have a resolution that they're already working on. And so we're not the first county to do that. It was brought to our attention, and our chairman felt it was important to get that on the agenda. So that's why it was put on the agenda for discussion. And we feel very strongly that that could impact, you know, the use of the Gulf of Mexico for our ports. While we don't have a port, they're certainly important to us on either side of us.
Absolutely. And by the way, I'm glad you guys are acting quickly on this. The only other thing, and I know you may not know the answer to this, but because this is, you know, well in a different layer of government than you, but it seems to me like this is such a vital portion of what the Navy does that the Navy would have a pretty hefty say in this. NOAA can't just tell the Navy what to do. But do you know anything about that conversation, or, you know, why we're at this place with NOAA when it seems like the Navy and the Gulf Test Range would be so invested in this question?
Well, I have read some that could be an exemption for them, but again, okay, we don't want to assume that that's going to be the case. So, and obviously with the Air Force and the Navy, that's critical for our testing and work out in the Gulf. So, you know, again, we want to get ahead of this and let NOAA know that it's not being supported locally.
Yeah, most definitely not being supported locally. Very good. That's helpful information. Devan Cook, he is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. As always, Devan, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, everybody here was super proud of your wife. Everybody loves Jan even more now than ever before. So please pass along to her our appreciation for, you know, the other day. That was very good.
Thank you, Andrew. I will. And she's a very smart person, and I'm very proud of her, so thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
National average for a gallon of gas is 363. The Florida average is 355. Mississippi is 308, and California is 489. If you're in Navarre this morning, oh, no, that's worse. 329 east at the Walmart, 325 west at the other Walmart. So that's about 13 or 14 cents worse than it was, what, yesterday, I think. 309 in Tiger Point at the Liberty Station, I think that one is. No, sorry, that's a Circle K, excuse me. 335 in proper. In Milton, 325 at the Raceway, 325 at the P. Ridge Murphy, 329 through Pace. In Pensacola on 9 Mile, 327 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, 327 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Coming in from the southwest side, best price is going to be 319 at what used to be the TNC and is now the Gas and Go. These gas prices are brought to you on, that's on Navy. these gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Can I just tell you how much I, like, I just love y'all. You're so great. We're talking with Devan about the I-10 Industrial Park on 87, and I said, the last time I was there, the north entrance was paved. The south entrance was still dirt. And he said, no, we're actually in the process of paving that south entrance. Within a minute, I had pictures from people sending me in. See, look, the south
That's
entrance.
Awesome.
They're in the process
yeah.
of paving it. Y'all are just the best. I so appreciate
you. The best.
No, seriously, the best. 655 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And, man, Highway 98 is a...
dumpster fire.
It is, though, because there's a garbage truck that had to pull over, dump the load. It's getting put out right now, and 98 is blocked now in both directions. Now, this is mostly almost all at the National Seashore / Nature Trail. Again, both lanes stopped after this vehicle fire. Law enforcement is on scene. Fire trucks on scene. They're rerouting everyone. 98 eastbound backed up past the hospital now in Gulf Breeze. It looks blocked again in both directions. Westbound backed up as well. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3 informative. Local dependable.
So you're saying Santa Rosa County is a dumpster fire?
I'm saying that one little portion has a dump truck that had to empty its load and have the fire put out because it was on fire.
Seems like that metaphor is about 15 miles or about 10 miles too far south. Six.
Well, where's IT? I mean, where are you guys in this? Come on.
Too soon.
Oh, okay.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Reserve meeting this week with another interest rate hike being widely expected. Last month, policymakers put a pause on the rate hikes for the first time in 15 months. The central bank meeting Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington, D.C. They'll have a rate decision coming after the second day. UPS workers might be on strike by the end of the week. Talks resuming today between the company and the Teamsters Union in hopes of striking a deal. The current agreement expires on July 31st, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott maintaining that he does have constitutional authority in his defiance of the federal order to remove the floating border wall in the Rio Grande. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Texas for the buoy wall, and the wall does have the support of the Border Patrol Union, but the DOJ claiming that Texas should have requested permission from the federal government.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Interesting story that I saw yesterday has to do with a employee at a Georgia Lowe's. Is it Rincon or Rinson? I don't know how you say this. R-I-N-C-O-N. Never heard of this town in Georgia. Anyway, Donna Hansbrough, 68 years old. Keep that in mind. 13 years employed. And she encounters three shoplifters who are trying to make off with a cart full of $2,000 worth of stuff. She noticed them trying to leave the store without paying. She grabbed the cart in an attempt to stop them. One of the three thieves punched her in the face three times, leaving her with a black eye. They go away. I think they eventually caught them. But for her role in stopping or attempting to stop the shoplifters, she was fired for violating store policy, which says, you know, hey, don't involve, don't interfere, leave them alone. She set up a GoFundMe page that's earned her $24,000 in donations. Good for them. But see, this comes in, you know, I know a lot of stores have this policy, you know, just, you know, no big deal. We'll let insurance take care of it. We'll let the police take care of it. Well, whatever. And I mean, I remember as far long ago as like when I worked at Blockbuster Video in like the, you know, late 80s, early 90s that, you know, the policy, well, just, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth the danger, the risk or whatever. Then there's that Jason Aldean song that says, you know, in a small town, we just take care of this stuff. And I tell you, if you let everybody get away with it, you get California where they're putting like bars on the freezer doors and locks on the, you know, the pharmaceuticals and the cosmetics because too much shoplifting. And this is, you know, this is all that we can do to take care of it anymore. I don't know, something needs to change is my very humble, assertive opinion without a good solution other than it's okay to let the store employees stop the shoplifters. 6:59, time for future news.
Don't fire IT, future news.
All right, Candy. Will IT retain all their jobs?
Yes.
Will the elected official retain his job? I won't ask you that question.
Yeah, Governor can't.
Milton tonight. How long? How much drama?
Ooh, Milton.
They love the all drama.
All of the drama.
All night long. Does Alex stay as the city attorney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays 11 to 1 is News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.